Blog Talk Radio.
Well, today is the day that the Lord has made, and we rejoice and be glad in it. KSK Radio Station is a Blog Talk Radio station, and we believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we invite you to be a part of what's going on. Today we have Can We Talk? I believe we have a minister, a pastor with us. Are you there, Pastor? Hello? May I speak to Pastor Jeff? Are you there, Pastor Jeff? Hello? Hello? Are you there?
Sure.
Jeff Harris, are you there? Hello, Jeff. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Pastor. How are you doing?
I'm blessed, and everything is all right. Well, today is the day that we're going to Can We Talk. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Well, go ahead and tell us who you are, what you do, and what God has put on your heart to tell us. Can you hear me?
I can barely hear you. Hold on, Pastor. Okay, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay, yes, I can hear you a little better now.
Okay. Well, I said tell us who you are, what God has, tell us who you are, church you, Pastor, and tell us what God has put on your heart.
Well, my name is Pastor Jeff Harris. I'm pastor over at the New Life Church. I have a lovely wife. Her name is Lisa Harris. She's an evangelist as well at the New Life Church. And we're just excited about being on this radio station on today. This is the day that the Lord has made, so we might as well just rejoice and be glad in it. You know, we serve an awesome God. God is so awesome. We have started here in Houston, Texas. Our church is located at 762 Enterprise Street, Houston, Texas, 77088. That's in the Acres Home area off of I-45 in Vickery. We've been over at New Life Church since January the 1st. January the 1st, and God has really been moving. God has really been moving, and he's really been adding to the church. We have an awesome congregation. We have an awesome youth department. And New Life Church is just on the move, and we're just excited about where God is going and what direction that he's moving with the church.
Lord, give us a word for today.
Hello? Oh, yes. Hello, Dr. Holland. This is Dr. Monica. How are you doing today?
Hey, Dr. Mayday. Well, go ahead and talk to us right quick. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. I was just on the prayer line and everything. And as usual, I told you I would be busy and all because with my job that I use to work my Christian business. But it's just so nice to be in fellowship with other Christian believers. And I just want to thank God and praise the Lord that I'm not in the hospital laying on my back. And I got my own two arms. I got my own two legs. And I just want to give God the glory for that and everything. And I also want to thank him for completion of my doctorate degree. And it's just the growth. You know, thank him for leaving his son behind. Sacrificing his son for my sins. Leaving a book behind of the Bible, the book of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, wisdom, guidance, and direction for anything in life that I want. God has done it for me.
Amen.
And I don't want to be too full of myself to where I don't give him the glory for it. Every little split second with my time, I have seen me be prosperous with it. And I can say over my 7 years, I have seen growth. I have seen spiritual growth in myself.
Amen.
And I want to say hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, anything you want to know? I have on the line, I have a pastor in the name. Jeff Harris. Jeff?
Yes, sir.
This is Sister Monica. Sister Monica Kelly to Jeff Harris.
Yes, sir, Pastor. I'm here.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
What did they say? I missed your question. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I can barely hear you, Pastor. I know you say you like me to do what now?
I said, can we?
Can you talk?
Can you hear me now? Oh, it's another person on the line with you, but all right. Okay, let me see. Anybody on the line, more talk, go ahead.
I just need to keep me in prayer, looking for a place to live.
Ma'am? Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to silence a whole lot of it down. Jeff, is that you? Jeff? Is that you, Jeff?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear
Hello?
You. I'm trying
okay.
to see who's, I got a person. The name of this program, Can We Talk? Does anybody have any questions they want to ask or statements? Want prayer? What is it you need? Let us know, please.
I just called and listened to Pastor.
Okay. Well, God bless you. God bless you. Well, one thing I want us to come to the understanding is that Brother Jeff is a man of God, and I know God is using him in his latter days. He is man, has a word, and we just going to do some talking. Anybody got a question you want to ask this pastor? Anybody got a statement? You need prayer. You need a healing. You need some understanding. We're here for you. Anybody got a question? The line's open to you right now. Well, I see a lot of folks are dropping out, so must be enough. Okay, let me say this here. In the book of Hebrews, we find these words, wherefore, seeing that we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin that so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus, the author of the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down on the right hand of God in the throne of God. So my question to you today, having read that, is there anything that we can talk about today? There's a great crowd of witnesses. And see, the time we're now living in, we're living in a time where you can't play church no more. And honest with you, this radio program.
I wonder what you know. Oh, Lord, who is this called?
Jeff, is you there? Jeff?
Yes, sir. I'm here, Pastor.
Okay. I'm just letting some folks drop. They're dropping, but let me see.
Hey, man. There's no problem, Pastor. Can I just, you know.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You know, when you talk about Hebrews, you know, I was reading in the fourth chapter of Hebrews today. You know, reading the fourth chapter of Hebrews and a little bit of the fifth chapter of Hebrews. When Hebrews chapter 4 and 14 and Hebrews 5 verses 10. You know, and that, you know, and that central theme of that letter to the Hebrews is the priesthood of Jesus Christ. You know, he is our high priest, the one who intercedes for us in heaven. And the writer of this letter explained that Christ supersedes all and can never be compared to any creature on earth or in heaven. You know, he is the fullest and the most complete revelation of God. You know, and we can't live, Pastor Hunter. We can't live, Pastor Hunter, without Christ. You know,
we can't.
That's why the world is in turmoil now. You know, when I was reading that, I was getting the concept of, you know, people say, you know, I'm going like a chicken with a head cut off, just running wild. No direction.
No direction.
In no direction.
But you know what, though, Brother Jeff, I say this to you. I know that when I read the book of Hebrews, it has a, it's me talking now.
Yes.
When we read the book of Hebrews, I was reading also, I was studying it last night, and I went to Hebrews chapter 12, 13. It said, let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers. See, we got a lot of people out there walking around this earth as nothing but strangers. They don't know nothing about Jesus Christ. They don't know
nothing about it.
They say they do, but they don't. And I'm going to say the unscrupulous truth. I was like that once. Yeah, I know him. Didn't know me. Now I know him. He has forgiven me.
Yes, sir. Well, Pastor Hunter, can I say this? Can I take you back a little bit? You know, on social media, they have this thing they call Throwback Thursday. Well, you can throw back any day, but I'm gonna take you back, Pastor Hunter. Exactly what you feel, just you know, going off of what you just said.
Okay.
Going off what you just said of people who really don't know Christ. Now, when I was coming up, when I first met you, I knew of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen to me. I knew of Christ. And a whole lot of folk up there might knew of Christ, but until I, you know, really rededicated my life to Christ to really get a full understanding under your teachings, I became to know Christ, you know. So a lot of people, like you said, they may know of Christ, but don't really know him because they don't have a personal relationship with him.
And that personal relationship comes with talking to him. See, I always tell people, Jesus made a mark. He made a standard. He said, no man, black or white, rich or poor, can get to the Father except they come by me.
By me.
So people are questioning, how do you say you know God when you don't know Jesus? How do you say you know God when you don't know Jesus?
Amen.
He said, you can't get to the Father. You can't get to the Father unless you come by me.
That's right.
Well,
amen.
And a person that's born again, if a person that's born again, they have to repent. Ask God for forgiveness. And a lot of folks were all that nonsense. I said, call it nonsense. But that's the mandate that sit by the Holy Bible.
Amen.
He says here, he says, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave you, nor forsake her.
Nor forsake her.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah. And a lot of people, while we're talking, I want some people to just get some questions they want to ask us. Because here's what I say. Looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher, who is the author, he knows it. He starts to aid. He finishes it up. He knows about us. He knows how we can move, why we are.
Yes.
It's up to us to trust him. And Jesus said, forgive them, that them included me, the Jews, the Gentiles, the rebels, the homosexual, lesbian. He said, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Mm.
Had they known, they wouldn't have killed. Hallelujah, the Prince of Life. They wouldn't have done it. But at the same time, I want to see again. Does anybody have a question they want to ask him? Anybody got a question they want to ask right now? Anybody got a question? The line is open to you right now. See, it's like a mockingbird say. He can get out there and be like a. He can make all kind of noises.
But when it comes down to being like an eagle, he can't do it.
Can't do it.
He can't do it. And see, I'm asking another question. Anybody got a question they want to ask? It's not about me or the radio station. It's about Jesus Christ being put it in your heart. Anybody got a question? Anybody got a question? Well, I say this much. When we take notice of what God is doing for us and through us, here's a question I said, brother. When we look at this word, see, we're getting close to the what we call Easter.
Mm-hmm.
Getting close to Easter. And so when you look at something, what God has done for you, you should be more thankful. And I always tell people, when I pray for you, I include you in my prayers. But I can pray for you, but you got to pray to him yourself.
Amen.
And if you can't do
it.
You know, and I always said this, it's not about me. I am who I am. It's like the man said once, the brother, Pastor Jeff, he said, I want to talk to me, myself, don't want to hear me.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all get it? I don't want to talk to me because myself don't want to. That's what some of us are put at today. I mean, we got so many things, but the Bible says, you and I, Pastor Jeff, God says, give me my word back to me.
Yeah.
Give
it. Yeah.
Don't go and say, give him his word back to him. Give it back to him. And one of those things, oh, I just love it, Father. When I was reading the book of Hebrews, like you say, it says, Jesus is so good. When I read that book about faith, through faith, oh, died in faith, by faith. I mean, it's more, it's in the New Testament where it talks about nothing but by faith, through faith. But when we take what this woman who was supposed to be a whore, she saw the people of Israel coming through and took a red set. Now, when we come through, we're going to make for sure that we're not going to do anything to you, but you got to leave something red on the door so when they come by, we won't do you in. And that's how God has things done. But I know today, well, let me say like this. There are a lot of us out there. How many of y'all voted last election? Can I get a witness? I did. Anybody
Amen.
Voted?
Amen.
Amen. Did anybody vote
Amen.
In the presidential election? Was it Democrat or Republicans? It doesn't make a difference. The question is, did you vote? Did you vote? Well, you wouldn't say. See.
My mama.
And the New Life Church is on a 762 Enterprise Street in Houston, Texas. And Brother Jeff is our guest today. And we just been talking because he and I go back some point. But also, when I go to the book and see something, what the Bible says in Colossians chapter 1, and having made peace through his blood of his cross by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him, I say, whether it be on earth and in the heaven, God through his son, Jesus Christ. And that's why I said he sits on the right hand of the throne. Now, when you sit on the right hand of the throne where God is, Jeff, could you kind of tell us more about that, please? Jeff, are you there? Well, I would say it like this here. If we continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under the heavens. See, this gospel, I told my brother, If you don't know Jesus Christ, you're going to hell. Flat, I told him point blank. Well, I'm just not ready. When you going to get ready? When I get ready? No, that'd be too late. See, the devil is playing a game out there with some of you, some of the people behind the scene. The devil is playing a game with you. He don't want you to come to know God. See, because the devil is nothing but a fallen angel. Lucifer, in the book of Hebrews, and correction of Zechariah, says O Lucifer, why God's fallen from heaven? You have fallen. You're nothing but an angel. You were created, like we were created, but we were created in different understanding. See, but the devil has declared, I'm gonna be just like God. I'm gonna sit in the high place. I'm gonna sit above the cloud. I'm gonna be have my throne. Not necessary. So no. And it was a challenge. Don't you know when you're telling God, can you prove it? Satan can't do that? No, but he is a slew-footed, toothless liar. The devil is nothing but a liar. He lies going in, he lies coming out. And let me tell you something. The Bible says, God said, he says, if you think you got wisdom, that Satan has wisdom. Satan will trick you every time. That's why we have to stay in the name of Jesus Christ. We have to. I've been married 48 years to the same woman. And I'm not bragging or boasting. It wasn't easy. And somebody said, you stay. I didn't. She stayed with me because I took care of her the best of my ability. I love her. I've done everything I can for her because she's my woman. And I take care of her. Oh, honey, don't it sound like that? What do I'm sorry, sir. You got a wife? Well, get your wife. I'm not talking about going out here and there. But today, see, and I know I just got to step up this because Satan is designed to stop a lot of people. He don't want nobody to have a job. Right now, like Pastor Jeff said, there are a lot of people out there that know about Christ, but they don't know they know all. But do they know him personally? A relationship. See, right now on the radio station, I don't see you, you don't see me, but we're having a relationship. You hearing me, and I'm trying to get you to say something to me. I know some people got some problems, some issues, concern. Your husband, your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your son, or your daughter, you got some issues you want to talk about. But you don't have to be ashamed. God said, if you be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you before you come before my Father. Can I help somebody? Anybody got a question, a statement they want to make? The line is wide open. Anybody? Anybody there? Okay.
I have a question.
Go right ahead.
When you're just walking closer to Christ, like with Christ, do you feel like a form of isolation in a way? Is that healthy to feel like that?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Well, the reason why you feel the isolation, because the person, I'm hoping it's you, you're stepping up to another level because you're seeing Christ in your life. You're seeing the miraculous thing that God is doing. And the other person, they see it the way you see it. They're trying to say you're trying to outrun them. You're trying to do what's wrong. Why aren't you doing this?
Right.
That's not what it's all about. Amen?
Right. Amen.
All right, talk to me again. Anything else? Can I help you with something else? Let's talk about it. How's everything in your job? Ma'am? How's everything on your job? Anybody? How's everything on your job? You doing okay on your job?
Yes.
Did it give you a hard time on your job?
On my job?
On your job, did it give you a hard time?
Not really. I just feel like sometimes when I have idle time, I'll study the word and just read a lot, and then I feel I guess, guilty for doing that. But I know that's just the enemy trying to get me not to, you know, be closer to the Lord, if that makes sense. So I feel like there's nothing wrong with studying the Word or reading about the Lord when you're on your job, correct?
Yeah. I agree with you. I agree with you wholeheartedly. But see, one of the things I know, I stayed out to the city of Houston for 31 years. And let me tell you, every day of my life, I had to watch my back. Why do I have to watch my back? Because it's always, even though I'm a Christian, the enemy is always trying to find a way to trick you. They would lie on me, say I wasn't doing this. But when I showed them my report, they was a liar. And I said to everybody, when you keep yourself under the blood of Jesus Christ, the devil can't do you no harm. He can't do you no harm, but he's going to threat you. Is it going to be some problems? Yes, it is. But that's what Jesus said. If you can't go through the problem, you're not worthy of the kingdom. And so, young lady, I want to thank God for you and your questions. It's a very, very important question. On these jobs, people, they don't be like this. Particularly the people of color and ethnicity, they don't care about us. They want to put us down, put us out. But all we got to do is admit to it all. And that's why the Bible said in grace, when it comes to let us boldly enter to his grace and just rest in his love. See, God wants to fight. The fight we have, then he said, young lady, he said, I will fight your what? Battle. He said, I will fight it. He said, I'll fight the battle. So that's what I do. When I had an incident, I had a stroke, 90% of my body in 2010, where I couldn't move or do anything. But I kept believing God. And my question was asked, are you going to blame God? No. Who are you going to blame? Me. I'm the one. That just come up on me. And therefore, I don't have to accept it. I did the wrongness. And I'll be up with it. The devil's a liar. And anybody else got a statement on to make it? I'm loving what you're doing. Brother Jeff, are you still with us? Anybody got any questions, statement you want to tell, ask a question, want to pray? What do y'all think about the President of the United States of America? Anybody? Anybody? What do you think about this president that some of us put in there? How many of y'all put him in there? Somebody said, you're going crazy, man. Somebody put him in there. I know that two million people that voted. But you know, it's what we got in America, we call the delegates. Anybody that's got a question? Anybody that's got a question? A statement? Got a prayer? We want some prayer. See, I'm also believing in prayer. Brother Greg and I believe in prayer. Prayer changes things. Okay, so this person's got the last phone number, 2645. You got a question? A statement? I'm glad to have you on KSK radio station. You're going around the world. You can call your relatives in New York City on this number while you're on my radio program. You can go to Facebook and go to the station. You can hear what we're doing right now. And all I'm trying to tell you is this. Some of y'all may not hear our voices. Because right now we're in a time where we got to come to know Jesus Christ. He's the only one that can get us to heaven. He's the only one that can take us to God. And so I encourage you, if you are there, go higher. Go higher means the more you trust, believe, the believability, the more he lives in you. I said, God, you're my ears, you're my eyes. You're my lambs. You walk through me. You talk through me. You're my stomach. Oh, man, that's crazy. No, it's not, because that's how I want to live in me. When a woman carries a baby, when the child is put, when the seed is planted in there, it's either plus or negative. It's either negative. It's either two pluses, a negative and a plus. It's either going to be a boy or a girl. It's going to be a twin girl or twin boy. but the seed is put there. And tell me this question I've asked. When that seed comes to life, how did God put L-I-F-D in it? Nobody can answer that. But God, nobody can answer. When my wife got pregnant, my first son, it was after Hallelujah, Baritiko. But after that, how was he put life into him? How? It is a mystery. It's a mystery. And sometimes I know a lot of people get online with us, and I see them. I love you. I thank God for you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Because I couldn't find this out. We're living in a time. Everybody wants a car, but nobody wants to work for a car. Everybody wants a home, but nobody wants to work for a home. Everybody wants this, that, and the other. But let me tell you, God says, I will supply all your needs. When you go and read Jeremiah 28, I believe it is, 29, God says these words. He said, hey, and I say that in a term of colloquial thing, I know your thoughts. God said, Willie Hunter, I know your thoughts. I know what your thoughts are. Your thoughts are that I'm doing evil against you. But God said, no, I'm not. He said, my thoughts for it too is to have you a better understanding what my will is. And when you have a better understanding, and see, I haven't got there yet, but I'm still pressing in. I'm still pressing in. Amen. Brother Jeff, are you still there with us? But I got a number here that says 1701. Are you still? Can you speak with me? Your last four numbers are 1701. I'd like to speak with you if it's possible. Your last four numbers, 1701.
Yes, sir.
Well, can you go talk to us? Talk to us.
I'm just listening.
You got a question?
No, sir.
Can I pray for you right now?
Yes, please.
Okay, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, you know this lady better than I do. You know all of her needs, her desires. And I come right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will hear her prayer, my prayer, all on this line that want to be a part of what you're doing right now. I want to thank you for them taking the time out to be with this program. And, Father, she has desires in her heart, Father. I can feel a push, a push, a push, and a pull. But she has a decision she's already made. And she's trusting and believing in you. And because she's trusting and believing in you, you're going to make it be her for her. See, with us, Father, you said time doesn't matter with you. We here on the earth realm, we are governed by time. Because we're time creatures, will you put it in time so she can see? She can shout, yay, hallelujah, hallelujah. God did it for me. And Father, we want to give you all the praise, all the glory. It's all about you, Father. It's not about us. And Father, whatever it is she has on the tip of her tongue right now, will you just let it be blown for her, Father? Open up her eyes. Open up her eyes, her ears. Let her walk accordingly to the faith of Jesus Christ. Let her come. And Father, if I can see her eyes right now, I can see her hair right now, Father. I can see her hand right now in the spirit. She's a blessed woman. She's a blessed woman. You have blessed her. Even though the problems she's gone through, but she's a blessed woman. You got your hands on her. You've been molding and shaping her. She's going to be just like, hallelujah, she's going to be like Sarah. She has the attitude of Sarah, Father. And I want to say thank you. She is command of her house. She's going to be in command of her house. And whatever she says as a part in that marriage, whatever it is she's want, it has to hear what you're saying. Because you said, Father, he said, when we call unto you, you will hear us and answer us. And I want to thank you in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
All right. Amen.
Amen.
Anybody else need prayer? Anybody else? Amen.
Well, thank you, Pastor.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. Well, I know the simple faith is that giving faith with a heavyweight champion. You got to be able to hear him. You got to know the heart to hear him.
See, and when you hit that, when you're the boat stuff, you got to know when God, when the devil came to Jesus and showed Jesus, the question was there. The question was there. And Satan couldn't do nothing.
He couldn't do nothing. He couldn't do nothing. He said, it is written. It is written. It is written. Three times. See, he lived by the word. And when the Satan came to find out, the more we take the word. See, Jesus Christ knew the scriptures. He knew the scriptures. He was the scriptures. And he lets us know that when we live by the scriptures, in John chapter 1, it says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God. In verse 14, it says, and the word, and the W-R-D became L-I-F-E. The word became life. The word became life. And we saw it. The word became flesh. It says, the word became flesh. My God, just like I am. He had fingernails. He had toenails. He had his rings in his hands. He had his skin. I don't know what black or white was, but I know this much. He had fingernails. He had a nostril. He had a eardrum, he had a brain, he had all the internal parts, but he was who he say he was. I am that I am, and beside me there's none other. And so I declare a decree right today. I believe for everyone that's on this radio station, because we got the spine, the shame, so we can sit down with Jesus Christ. I don't care what they say about you. They told me I'm never going to retire. I get a good retirement check. How you do it? By believing in God's word. Believing on God. Obeying what they say on the job. Sometimes when on a job, it's not going to be easy. Some people on your job don't like you. No. Don't say you don't like them. I know you like them. But there's some people on your job don't like you. They said, see, the devil is using them. See, the people that don't know Jesus Christ or God, they're setting a plan. And God said, how can they call on me whom they do not know? How can they call upon me whom they do not know? So I just declare and decree, I say again, can we talk? Anybody got a statement, question, or something they want to just let loose on what's going on? Are you there? Can we talk? Can we talk? Did anybody watch the Oscars last night? Did anybody say that man after all that time, the man and woman made a big mistake? See, life is like that. There's always going to be a mistake. Amen. Yeah, I know Jeff, are you there? The question I have to raise and ask, who is the Holy Spirit? Wow, what a question. Who is the Holy Spirit? They got omnipresent, omniknowing. Holy Spirit is the third person in the heaven, in the body of Christ, and they are one. How is that going to happen? It's like a woman. She's a girl, she's a woman, then she's a wife. They're all in the same thing. But when we take what God is saying to us, the Holy Spirit is the last one in this earth realm. When he came on the day of Pentecost, something began to happen. He baptized the whole world when he fell. Hallelujah. It's in the scripture. He baptized the whole world to those who can believe. See, a lot of people don't want to believe that. See, but when you are born again, you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He's right there for you. He's right there for you. But it's up to you. It's up to you to receive him, to believe him, to take him at his word. When I read Psalm 23, when I read Psalm 121, when I read Psalm 120,
it says, one of them says, behold, he said, I will lift my eyes unto the hill, whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord, not my help from the government. A lot of us want to depend on the government. Amen. Anybody got any questions out there? Anybody got any questions, statement? Brother Jeff, are you still there with us?
Yes, sir. I'm still here, Pastor.
All right. Anything you want to say to the people?
Well, I just want to, you know, let the people know that, you know, we serve an awesome God. There's nothing too big or nothing too small for God. You know, there's no need for you to be ashamed of Jesus here on earth, because if you be ashamed of him, he'll be, you know, deny you in front of his Father. And we don't want him denying us to his Father. You know, the world is full of evil, and that needs to, you know, you need to go ahead on and confess to Christ. If you don't know him, you can get to know him right here today on this radio line. You can get to know him.
Yes, indeed.
Pastor, if I could, I'd just like to invite everyone out. If you don't have a church home, or if you'd like to come and visit us, at the New Light at 762 Enterprise Street in Houston, Texas, 77088. That's in the Acres Home area, right off of Banjo and Enterprise, right off of 45 and Victory. We'd just like to welcome everybody out. Come and visit us. Come and visit us.
Yeah.
We start our worship on Sunday mornings at 11:30. We start at 11:30 a.m., so there's no excuse. You can't say we start too early. You have enough time to come on and grab you a cup of coffee. You can't get your coffee before you get to church. We'll have it for you. Amen.
That's a blessing. Amen. What about during the weekdays? Y'all having a service during the weekdays?
On the weekdays, we don't have a service at the church. I try to alleviate the excuses, Pastor Hunter. So on Wednesday nights at 7:00 p.m., we have our Bible study via conference line. If it's raining, you don't have an excuse. If it's cold, you don't have an excuse. If it's hot, you don't have an excuse. You can call and have Bible study from the comfort of your own home. If you have a break at work, you can just pick up your telephone and dial and put in the access code, and we have our Bible study via conference on Wednesday nights.
Well, I wanted to know, we on the radio on a Mondays, Wednesdays. She got two radio stations. This is one that I just want to put it where it is right now. But I want to say this to all the believers. Today is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And so, if no more statements, and Brother Jeff, close out in prayer, please.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Close out in prayer.
Okay, we close out. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for today, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for all the people that called in on the radio line, Father God. Father, we just ask you continue to guide and to strengthen us, Father God. Bless those and touch those, Father, who may have wanted to call in on the line but just couldn't do it today. Bless those, Father, that called in on the line that may have questions, Father God, but may have thought that their question may not have been a good question, Father. But we know that there's no question that is dumb, Father God, and that we know that you're able to handle any and all things. We bless you on today. We thank you on today, Father God. We thank you for your darling son, Jesus, who died and shed blood on Calvary Cross, Father God. Thank you for the shelter that you give us, Father. Thank you for the food that you put upon our table for us to eat, Father God. We love you, Lord. We thank you for Pastor Hunter and this great radio station that he has, Father God. We just ask you continue to touch him and his family, Father God. And we thank you, Father, continue to bless this radio station, Father. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. In the mighty way, in your darling son Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen.
And the Lord bless y'all until we meet again. Like I always say, I love you, I love you, I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Until the next time, God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.